we interrupt for the opening market report with Aaron Curtis on the line. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are a little bit higher here today, but we'll have a little more information to go off here in a couple hours, 11 a.m. Central Time. The USDA will unleash a slew of reports here. We'll have a lot of data to sort through. Probably the one that will get the most attention is crop production. The USDA will issue final yields for corn and soybeans, update the balance sheets. We'll have an initial look at winter wheat seedings for 2026. And we'll also have quarterly stocks as of December 1st out here this morning as well, including some world production updates. So we'll update Brazil and Argentina production numbers as well. So a lot of data to sort through here in a couple hours. Export inspections will be out this morning. China is expected to auction off another round of soybeans tomorrow. Outside markets pretty jumpy here this morning, with gold and metal markets sharply higher, dollar under some pressure, equities down as well. Also, we'll see if that spills over into commodities here at some point. Saw a couple announcements here this morning. Export flashes on corn. Still waiting for a few more export announcements on China soybeans, as there was still a little bit of business done late last week that should come to light here as the week goes on. Otherwise, it continues to be relatively quiet in terms of change. Brazil weather still looks okay. Argentina weather looks good enough. Midwest weather is going to cool off here again coming this weekend and be fairly dry here as we move into the middle part of January. So we'll see how that affects the river conditions here as we move through the month. But as for prices here this morning, we have March corn at 447, up a penny and a quarter. May corn at 452 and a quarter, that's up a penny and a half. March soybeans, 1065 and three quarters, up three and a quarter. May soybeans, 1078 and a quarter, that's up three and three quarters. March soybean meal, 301.70, that's down two. March soybean oil, 5049, that's up 80. March Chicago wheat, 523 and a quarter, up six. July wheat, 546, up five and one quarter. March Kansas City wheat at 538, that's up seven and three quarters. Livestock markets here this morning are mixed. We got February cattle, 235.42, up 170. April's at 236.27. That's up 160. January feeders, 361.90, up 117. March feeders, 355.75, up 105. Feb hogs, 83.80, down 150. April hogs at 90.40, down 137. So as I mentioned this morning, crop report out here this morning, the USDA, or the trade, I guess, is looking for yields to be a little bit lower than what we saw last November. Of course, no production update in December. So the average guess is looking for corn yields to be down two bushels an acre from that 186 back in November. Looking for bean yield to be off just slightly from November, which was a 53 even. So that'll be the most looked after number here this morning. But quarterly stocks and what the USDA does with demand as well will be equally important here as we look for price direction as we move through the middle of the month here, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day. A look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, mostly sunny skies are expected with a high of 45 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 32 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 50 degrees. And on Wednesday, cloudy and blustery with a chance of rain or snow showers and a high of 37 degrees. Coming up next, right at 9 a.m., 1A starts on AM 580 and classic mornings on FM 90.9. Currently here in Urbana, mostly fair skies and 30 degrees with southwest wind at 15 miles per hour. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.